Rain showers hit much of the Bay Area Thursday, heavy at times, and with the ground still saturated from recent storms, flood risks remained. The storm brought power outages and deaths in some areas. Forecasters say more rain is coming. San Francisco Mayor London Breed warned residents Wednesday not to expect a letup in the rain for the next few days.
We see the rainfall. It's coming down. It's coming down hard, and it's not letting up anytime soon. We can expect, mudslides and a number of other issues.
Forecasters confirmed that we're in for a wet weekend.
Friday, rain looks to start spreading back into the North Bay and then southward into the heart of the Bay Area Friday night and Saturday morning, and basically continuing through the weekend.
That's Warren Blyer. He's a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, San Francisco Bay Area. He says the atmospheric river the region saw last weekend and again Wednesday won't return, but this weekend's rains will be steady.
The storm system that we're looking at for the weekend will result remarkably in even more rainfall than what we saw with the one we just had, but maybe not as intense in a short period of time.
Those intense storms took a big toll in lives and property damage. Two deaths in the North Bay are being blamed on the storm. A woman in Fairfield died when her car crashed in a flooded area. The other death was a toddler killed when a tree struck the child's home in Occidental. The storm is being blamed for three more deaths in Sacramento. In all, six people were reported killed in the storm. Most of the deaths were of people trapped in cars in flooded areas. The National Weather Service's Warren Blyer says people should avoid any unnecessary travel, but especially in flood-prone areas.
Whether low-lying areas where water tends to more easily accumulate or pond, or areas adjacent to creeks and streams.
Blyer says the National Weather Service strongly recommends people avoid any accumulation of water on a roadway.
A kind of standard mantra for that coming from us is turn around, don't drown. And that's one of the really unfortunate things we see sometimes, where people try to go through water that's deep and ultimately the car gets stuck and potentially submerged.
Falling trees and road debris also present major problems during storms like this, mostly due to high winds. Wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour were recorded in places like the Sonoma County Mountains, the Marin Headlands, and the East Bay Hills. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for the state Wednesday as state and local officials scrambled to get unhoused people out of the weather and into shelters for their own safety. According to the National Weather Service, from Saturday into the middle of next week, urban areas of California could see 2 to 4 inches of rain. San Francisco recorded 1.44 inches on Thursday. The North Bay could see 5 to 7 inches, while the coast mountains could get up to 1 foot of precipitation. The National Weather Service reported that up to 2 feet of snow fell on the Sierra Nevada mountains Thursday. Julie Malangowski with the National Weather Service put out a video warning people that the upcoming rains will mean more flooding.
Under those heavier showers and thunderstorms that develop, there's still a concern for urban flooding, fast-responding drainages to fill up quickly, and sensitive burn scars to cause flooding problems. So please be aware as you're going out today, have a plan to get out a different route if a road is flooded.
In Sonoma County, the Russian River is expected to exceed its 32-foot flood level as soon as Thursday evening and could go above 40 feet by Sunday as the rains fall. The county issued evacuation orders for a string of towns along the Russian River. More than 86,000 PG&E customers in the Bay Area and Central Coast were still without power. Multiple Bay Area highways were closed because of the weather, including State Route 84 in Alameda County, State Route 9 in Santa Cruz County, and Highway 1 in Sonoma County. Downed trees caused disruptions to Caltrain, Muni, and BART on Thursday. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.